Hey there, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. My name is James Hilliard. I'm a former business and technology reporter. Happy to be sitting down with Jim Morris, the CEO of GlobalScape, for a series of chats. And today we're talking about why securing our company's data, be it data at rest or data in motion, is so important these days. And Jim, you've been in the industry for 30 years. Are you surprised by the amount of data and information companies share between each other these days?
It's staggering. Everything from business to business and electronic data interchange between suppliers and their trading partners on a global basis is just phenomenal. In my lifetime, I would have never have imagined going back to the early ages of email and the internet, which is celebrating its 40-year anniversary this year. We would be exchanging terabits of information on a daily basis with trading partners and doing e-business and e-commerce.
And because of that usage growth, we've also then seen a huge growth in the threats to that information.
But privacy and security of individuals' information through healthcare information, personal identifiable information, credit card information, and the various threats that can exploit it, both external to the enterprise that has it and internal to the enterprise that has it, is headline news almost on a weekly basis. So the problem is just getting exponentially more critical as information is shared.
And the size of the files is growing as well. That then causing issues for companies these days, right?
Yeah, it's also a huge problem. Most internet service providers and carriers where you exchange information over the internet or in your network using Outlook, Microsoft Outlook, as your email, has a size limitation typically of about 10 meg. So if you want to send a video file across the street or across the country or across the world, you're limited in a 10 meg size file. We have technology in two different products. One is Qt SendIt, and the other one is Mail Express. In one case, on Qt SendIt, you can send up to a 4 gig file, and in Mail Express, you can send a 2 gig file. As an example, our public relations firm, I'm in San Antonio, Texas. They're located in California. They wanted a copy of a Business Now video that I had done for ABC. I have it on my desktop. It's 125 meg. I was going to burn a CD or a DVD and FedEx it to them. And I thought, hey, I've got the technology. I own it. So I'm going to send it to them using our Mail Express product. And they got it within a matter of seconds.
So on the bandwidth front, Jim, can I assume that using some of the available technologies that, yes, it can move big files, but can also do so in a secure manner, also in a way that doesn't force companies to just throw, say, bandwidth at the issue?
Well, exactly, James. In fact, one of the great success stories, and we have many that I could share with you, for that particular product is we had a petroleum engineer on an oil platform in Australia talking to my chief engineer over a satellite phone, bragging about our technology that he was using, was sending information from an oil platform in Australia back to Houston over a satellite phone. Any other technology, that would be impossible.
And so much pressure is on organizations today to secure data and information. No slowdown of that coming soon.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of industry regulatory driven by you, by governments, U.S. included, driven by industry collaboration with policing their own. So there's a lot of compliance. A lot of the compliance issues is now a board of directors issue because they do not want to, one, tarnish the logo, that they have some type of a vulnerability that has been exploited. They want to make sure that they are compliant, because if they're not compliant, they can be, one, fined and or fined and shut down. An example, the payment card industry. So if you take credit cards, online shopping, even small mid-size companies have a payment credit industry requirement based upon the size of their business and the number of transactions and the total number of revenue processed on a per month basis. If you are not PCI compliant, at moving data in motion and data at rest, the PCI is a self-policing organization, and they can come in and literally fine you or shut you down. By shutting you down, it's saying you are no longer authorized as a processor of credit card information. Another issue on every corporation that's publicly traded is Sarbanes-Oxley. They require you to have plans and procedures in your organization that says that you are handling all of your financial data according to the requirements of the SOX regulation.
And Jim, even at the state level, we see more regulation coming down the road, states like Massachusetts and California. Hopefully we can get into a discussion about that down the road. We also want to have some more chats with you talking about things like what GlobalScape is doing to be on the bleeding edge of technology. We also hope to bring some case studies to our users here. A reminder for now that if you listeners, if you do want more information about GlobalScape, you can visit the website. Of course, look for product information, services. There are additional case studies, a whole lot more to find over at globalscape.com. Again, my name is James Hilliard. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you down the road.